Warsaw on the road, white jerseys, black numbers, black pants, black helmets, numbers on the side in orange and white. Concord in the home green jerseys, white numbers with silver trim. The helmets are white with the Concord school logo on the side. At the moment, there is very little threat of rain. It's very overcast. We're thrilled to death for that because we're in the visitor press box right above the Warsaw fans looking west. And so if the sun was behind the clouds, it would be shining right in our eyes. It would be really warm, and it would be very, very difficult to see. That's not the case. So we're glad for that. It looks like the threat of rain has moved out, and we're also glad for that. It'll be Nathan Potter to kick off for Concord and this huge Northern Lakes Conference showdown. The only two teams left unbeaten so far is underway. It's a high kick, and it's not very deep. Going to be taken by the Tigers at the 8-yard line. Far side, this is Wilson, 15-20, breaks a tackle. Ooh, and then he got hit high. Goes down at the 24-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Tigers from there.
That was a big hit. Big hit on Tristan. He got up. Give him credit. Gotten up. He took a shoulder right to the head. Big hit there.
Could have thrown a flag there. They did not. So Warsaw takes over. Again, we're on the visitor side. The Warsaw fans and cheerleaders and the players are right below us. This is also about as low a broadcast position as we will have all year. And we're on the same side as the chain gang. So it might be at times difficult to get a good spot and to be able to tell whether things are first downs or not. We'll do our best. Sullivan with 15 on the play clock. First play from scrimmage. Warsaw from their 24. Option play. Duncan up the middle. Gets hit as he got to the 25. And he gets 2 yards to the 26. Stopped on the play by E.J. Jennings. They have secondary guys. They give them positions. But these guys will move around. They are not afraid to change positions. And if the feeling by the Concord coaches leads them in a certain way, they will just blitz. They'll just go because they trust the people behind them that much. Second down and 8 for the Tigers at their own 26. Warsaw going from south to north. That's from our left to right here in the opening quarter of play. Sullivan runs the play clock down to 4. Takes a snap. Going to keep it. Turns upfield. And he'll get tackled at the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 3 more yards, and it brings up 3rd down and 5.
Both those corners are right up on the line of scrimmage there, just daring us to throw the ball. And I know early we're not going to, but, man, that's just an extra. You figure now we have 9 guys up in that box ready to make tackles.
Play being signaled in from the near sideline. Logan Carl comes out to the near side. Ethan Egoff is on the far side. They both have single coverage.
And that might be why they're spreading out now. Those wide receivers are spread out.
3rd and 5 from the 29, opening possession of the game. Sullivan going to throw it far side. Got Egoff cutting up the middle. He's got a 1st down and more. Spins away from 1. Spins away from 2. He's out past the 45-yard line. He's all the way past midfield.
On target and on time.
1st down, Tigers. Just there. 3rd first down passing this season. And that's a big conversion for Warsaw here at the start of the football game. 10:15 left to go, first quarter. Again, it's the opening drive, Warsaw and Concord. And the Tigers have the ball at the Minuteman 49.
That's good to put that pass play early in the game. That just leaves the threat of that pass open all game long.
Especially if they're going to play that far off of Ethan. He could take this snap and just throw it over there again. Sullivan, quarterback sneak this time. Oh, he's got a big hole. Tucking right in behind center Ben Boreen, and he gets 5 yards down to the 44-yard line. Tigers, again, scored 13 touchdowns and 16 drives in their last 2 games, and the varsity team did not fail to score in the first half of either of those games. Warsaw, looks like their strategy here is to bleed the clock. Right off the bat, 2nd down and 5. Ball in the middle of the field at the Concord 44. Wings on either side, tight formation, option play. Sullivan's going to keep it again. He's going to pitch forward, and he's going to get 4 yards. Be to the Concord 40-yard line, and it'll be third down and one coming up for the Tigers as we approach and pass. 9 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter.
So you'll notice already two plays that we haven't typically seen so far this year for the Tigers, probably maybe holding them back for the Concord game, is that fourth play of the game pass, and then that just that quarterback sneak just gives Concord something to think about.
Third down and a yard. Concord starts to creep people toward the line of scrimmage. Again, very tight formation. Sullivan, quarterback sneak, first down and more. Inside the 40-yard line, down to the 37. 3 yards for the Tiger quarterback. Warsaw with a very impressive opening drive here in this football game.
Well, we talked about this in the pregame. Can we have some of those sustained drives where it just bleeds minutes and minutes and minutes off the clock? And not only does that shorten the game for us, but those guys that are playing both ways, that's
yes,
that's a huge difference.
Every time, every play, we can make them play on a defense.
Right.
It's going to matter when we get down to crunch time in the third and fourth quarters. Sullivan again from the middle of the field. Sends a man in motion, going to pitch it to him. It's Tucker Reed, makes one man miss. Oh, and then got popped hard as he got to the 36-yard line. I have that as a gain of about 2 yards. Again, with the yard markers on this side, that'll be a challenge sometimes. And it's just a gain of one, Austin. So you can go ahead and switch that. Ball now on the far hash mark. Warsaw's got to keep all of their options in the option offense in play. They've got to show Concord they're not afraid to run any of them. Eagle off to the far side. Again, he's got about 7 yards of cushion. Sullivan, option play, pitch back. This is Brock, and he's going to be stopped. He's thrown for a loss back to the 37-yard line. It'll be third down and the full 10 now for the Tigers to get as Concord came flying up the field and nobody blocked Milo Martinez, the outside linebacker, and he came through and he got Quentin Brock for a loss.
So a couple things I'm seeing already, you know, pursuit, really good pursuit from Concord, and another thing you're seeing too that we haven't seen in the last couple weeks, really good tackling. The last two tackles have been very good for Concord.
15 on the play clock, 6:52 left to play, opening quarter. This is the opening drive of the game. Warsaw facing third down and 10 from the Concord 38-yard line. Sullivan, play action fake, looking to the near side, throws it behind Logan Carl, incomplete. I think he thought Logan was going to stop.
Yep.
Logan did not stop. He kept running down the field. And Drew's pass was well behind him. It's fourth down, and the punt team comes on here for the Tigers. Mason Smythe has punted 7 times, all in the first 2 games of the season for an average of 32.3. And the previously mentioned Sharice Rivard is back deep for Concord, standing at his 15-yard line. Smythe should catch this just on the Concord side of the 50. He does. He boots a high wobbly kick. It's going to land at the 10-yard line, inside the 10, inside the 5, and it rolls into the end zone. Touchback, and Warsaw gives it up. The Tigers take over Concord takes over. 6:31 left to play here in the opening quarter. No score.
And that's something that, you know, Mason might want to, and that was close. That was only 3 yards into the end zone, but just think if we can, folks, those of you that aren't here, the grass is 3-4 inches long. If he could just nestle that football right on that grass and start have Concord start on the 1 or 2 yard line, that would have been perfect. However, the ball just trickled into that end zone for a touchback.
This high-powered offense for Concord goes to work from the 20-yard line, working from our right to left, which is from north to south here at Jake Field. Brunner standing at the 15. Starts a man in motion, fakes the handoff, looking, pump faking, under pressure, dumps it over the middle, got a man open at the 30, at the 35, and out past the 35 to the 37-yard line. Catch made by Jamar Moten, and Moten's got a first down and a gain of 17 yards.
Too much time there. We talked about that in the pregame. Got to put some pressure on him.
So Concord, one play, one first down. They have the ball at their own 37, ball in the near hash mark. The wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Brunner, with one man behind him, sends a man in motion to give to Thomas up the middle, and he gets hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. And he'll get very little. Well, the down marker moved him all the way to like the 39-yard line, but it's really the 38. It's a gain of 1 yard. It's second down and 9. Brunner gets the play from the sideline. It is signaled in. They have several players or people signaling in. Nobody except for Concord knows which one is the actual one. Thomas now to the right of Brunner. We'll send Moten in motion, claps his hands, takes the snap, looking near side, throws it on the run, throws it high and too high, incomplete, intended for Mark Herman on the near sidelines. Coverage on the play by Flores Ortega for the Tigers, and it's third down and 8.
Good coverage there. It was just a simple out route. Brunner just sailed it a little bit on him, just got a little high. Otherwise, a good pass, good coverage though for the Tigers.
It goes without saying, in big games like this, when you get third and long against the other team, you got to get off the field. Yep. Tigers need a stop here on third down. Brunner's got Thomas to his right. He'll shift Moten to his right. Takes a head-high snap, looking left all the way. Pump fakes, fires it deep down the middle, throws it high, intercepted. Tristan Wilson at the 50, far sideline, 45, to the 40, to the 35, and he'll be thrown out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. Again, pressure came at the last minute. The pass was high, and Tristan Wilson picks it off, his third interception of the season.
Again, we'll talk about that in the pregame. We got a little pressure on him. Brunner had a little time to throw his primary. His secondary receivers were covered. Just some time there for Brunner to make a decision. And again, it was his third option, the third receiver. And again, just like the previous pass, it was overthrown. And a great pickoff by Tristan Wilson.
They put him down at the 31-yard line. So with 5:07 left to play here in the opening quarter.
We'll have to watch that for a trend. That's two passes in a row just took off on him.
That's his previous interceptions looked a lot like that. So Wartsaw's got the ball at the 31. Sullivan from inside the left hash mark. Drops back to throw, looking down the middle of the field. Got a man open, and he way overthrows Logan Carl, incomplete. Now when I say way overthrows him, he overthrew him by a good 10 yards, second down and 10.
Egoff had his man by a step or two, too. I'd like that play on first down.
That particular play is designed to go down the middle.
Yep.
Second down and 10. 5 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Each team's had it once. Tigers had to punt. Concord threw a high pass that Wilson was standing there waiting for it to come down. Second down and 10. Sullivan. Oh, counterplay, it's loose, and Quentin Brock falls on it back at the 36-yard line. That's a loss of, actually, where they mark, it's back closer to the 38. That's a loss of 7, bad exchange. Fumble, but not a lost fumble. Now it's third down and not really any place that Wersa wants to be in, third and 17, almost 18.
Not really. That was that counterplay that's been so effective so far this season. Just a bad exchange there, handing off to the fullback.
I'm not sure it would have went anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
But it lost 5 yards. 10 on the play clock as the Tigers get organized at the line of scrimmage. It's down to 5. Sullivan goes under center. Option play, no. They're going to throw it quick over the middle. Egoff makes the catch at the 30-yard line and is immediately tackled there. So that's a gain of 8 yards. And it'll be fourth down. And here comes the field goal unit onto the field for the Tigers. Mason Smythe going to try a really long field goal. This will be about a 47-yarder. There's almost no wind at all here at Jake Field.
Could be a very big kick here.
Villema to hold it after Habegger snaps it back. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. It's low, but it's got plenty of distance, and it's curling, and it's good. Warsaw is on the board. 3:27 left to play here in the opening quarter. It's 3-0 Tigers. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw.